Welcome to our City Gate Atlanta podcast. We trust you will be blessed by these messages and invite you to join us anytime as we worship the Lord and seek to walk in the fullness of His purposes and destiny for our generation. Information about our gathering times and various ministries may be found at www.citygateatlanta.org.
I mean, it's not getting ready to go back up yet, but it has now reached a bottom, you know, so now you can get in and buy. So now in 2010, I bought and I was able to get a house that was, at that time, used to be about $300,000. Now I was able to get it like $211,000. So I was able to benefit from not be hurt by the bubble, but then also know when to kill. He's not only going to when to get in to buy it at the right time. So see, that's why you got to obey, because he know the right time to do stuff. He know the right time when you need to go and when you need to stay. He know when you know you need to hold off on that right now. No, hook up with this business partner. No, don't hook up with that one. Hook up with this one. No, don't do this deal. Pass on this one. See, we have blind spots. We don't know what we don't know. But see, Holy Spirit don't have blind spots. So he sees everything from the end to the beginning. That's why he's Alpha and Omega. He sees the beginning and the end and everything in between on that business deal. So he know exactly what you need to get in and what not. That's why this offering is going to be a resurrection offering of, Lord, help me to hear you better so that I can obey you with no debate. Because you understand, he's smarter than you. He know more than you. He been here longer. Okay, so he know that what you need to do, and his thoughts what are higher than our thoughts, and his ways higher, better and higher than our ways. So the key to us moving in resurrection life in this area financially is to walk in a higher level of obedience and sensitive to him, because it's so important, not for just so that we would be fully supplied, because I believe God is going to move Citygate in a place where we're not just at just enough. We're not just struggling to just, you know, we're just breaking even. We need to be in surplus, because we got work to do. We got to fund this awakening that's coming forth. And I believe God's moving us into that level of abundance so that we can be his distribution center on the earth. So when God said, okay, I need you to take care of that, I need you to take care of that, then we can just write the check. And that's what I'm interested in. I'm not into flaunting the wealth. I'm into being able to write the check so that God's work can be done. And so I'm just believing that we're going to sow a resurrection offering tonight to ask the Lord to help us to move more into that level of obedience, because what's that song say? Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be wealthy and happier than to trust and obey. So make your checks out to Citygate, and if you need an envelope, we got envelopes here. If you want to use a credit card, we got some information here where we can pass over. You can use your credit card information, and so as you fill that out, then and checks made out to Citygate, then then you can come up here and so. But I want to pray after we, you know, in agreement with this, that we will move into a greater level of resurrection life as we move into a greater level of obedience in our finances, because it's so key, because God is wanting us to be empowered to prosper for his sake, not just for ours. You know, I mean, many times people are afraid to move into abundance because their focus is wrong. And one of these days I'm going to teach about that particular, the behavior, the attitude you need to have towards finance. And if you have this attitude, you will never have to worry about fear and abundance. So I'm going to, one of these days, I'm going to be able to share that. I shared it with Farnese, and so it's just so important. You have to understand, if you're going to be wealthy, you're going to be a millionaire, you got to have the right attitude towards finance. And if you do, you don't have to worry about the finance having you. You can always have abundance of finance without the finance having you. And people get funny with the money when the finance has them, not when they have finance. Okay, they can have that abundance, but never let that abundance control you. You stay in control, and Jesus stays your Lord. And so there's a principle that he's taught me that I feel if we share that, then when you become a millionaire, the money will stay in this place. So, amen. So if you're can you stand up? And let's just, I just want to pray in agreement with this. Father, we thank you and we come as you have taught us tonight in alignment with you, to obey you, even in the area of finance and even in the area of different areas of our soul, that you're telling us to do things and step out and do this. Lord, we thank you that that has direct connection to how you want to financially move us into this abundance so that you can begin to flow, begin to cause us to be rivers of your blessing, God. Rivers, wherever we go, we bring life to wherever we go because we've learned to step into walking in obedience. So as we sow tonight, Lord, we thank you that we're moving into a new level of resurrection life in this area so that we can be your distribution center. We can be your river of blessing in this earth to fulfill your awakening and to be and to demonstrate your blessings in the earth. And to be in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. So come up and so.
While y'all are bringing your offering, I'm just going to share a couple of things with you. One, I almost forgot to tell you, Don Lynch will be with us next Sunday night. So City Gate will have a word from Don Lynch. Yes, I'm excited about that. Beverly, thank you. You know, I didn't ask her to do that until right at the beginning of the service, and she looked at me. I said, I know you got a word. But when you said City Gate is to move into an abundance, that's why we're looking at the piece of property we're looking at right now. I'll say that for everybody. That is why God has us positioned for that piece rather than the other piece. That's what, because it's about the abundance. I just know. I just know. And it's a step of faith for your leadership team. It's a step of faith. But the good thing is because we give, and we give abundantly, and we give to other ministries, we give to other people, we just consistently give, God's just pouring it back in. The Lord told me in 2011, I think it was 11 or early 12, if you will trust me with the finances over City Gate, I will show you and I will teach you kingdom economics. And I am not an economics person. My husband handles all that stuff at home. Just truth. But he said, if you will follow me and do what I tell you to do, I will show you and I will astound you at what I will do. And I'm astounded at what God does through this, from a numerical side, from a small ministry. What he does blows me away. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But God. But he's teaching it, and that was a key word for us. It settled things on the inside. So, glory to God. Well, I bless you all. May you have a glorious week. I know some of you are on spring break. I know there's some hallelujahs in the room. but have a glorious week. Love on somebody on your way out, and we will see you next.